Well, fine day to you. I guess morning where I am. Doug Zanger in Portland, Oregon. Newbear Lesniewski in Lexington, Kentucky. We're starting something new. It's called Morning Announcements. It's kind of like high school. You get the boop, and then you get the announcements.
Hello, today is...
But not quite as
nasally as that.
The purpose is just to... I know.
Well, I actually sounded like that once upon a time.
Yeah,
so.
Ditto. Well, I think I still sound like that, nice and nasally. We just, as we move forward with everything, we just want to make sure that we keep everyone abreast of what we're doing. So,
plus, we love the sound of our own voices.
I don't. No, I've been doing voice work forever, and I still can't stand the sound of my voice. But what are you gonna do?
I love your faux humble pie. Hey, I get paid to talk.
I don't like the sound of my own voice.
Oh, but no. Believe me. I enjoy the checks when they roll in. But it's like if I hear myself on a commercial in Portland, I turn it right off. So yes, the point here is just to keep everybody, on top of what we're doing. And some of these may be short, some of them may be longer. I think the Monday one might be a little bit longer because we'll recap the weekend or, talk about what we did this weekend. Hope everyone had a fine St. Patrick's Day. And speaking of which, I won free bowling for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I'm dying because I've been waiting to hear this for like 36 hours.
All right, so you've been waiting to hear this story. So there's a great bowling alley down the street from where we live. And it's called Big Al's. And it's, just imagine a place that looks like it could be in Vegas, but without the gambling, unless of course you got a little side action on bowling. So we go, so some friends called us up and said, hey, you want to, let's all go take our kids over. So, there's eight total of us. So my wife and I and our two kids, husband and wife and their two kids. And so we're on this alley and they have this little special promotion. If there's a red pin at the head pin, if it's red, and you bowl a strike, you get free bowling for the rest of the year. And sure enough, red pin comes up. I turn around to the server. I said, hey, I got one. So I line it up. And
can you talk us a little bit through your technique?
My technique?
Are you an underhand, two-handed pusher?
Pitch? No.
Yeah.
No, I'm just a regular one hand. Kind of sprawling, so left hand kind of flies out. If you're a couple of feet away from me, you might want to get out of the way because I might actually punch you in the face by accident. I have no technique. I have absolutely. I was just.
aim center mass.
Well, and here's the thing. I wasn't looking. Here's the trick that I've learned about bowling, is that I don't look at the pins anymore. I look at the little arrows on the front third of the lane. And so I train my eye specifically. So on the dots, so there's two sets of dots. I go to the front set, and I move myself far to the left because I know that I'm so herky-jerky with my movement that if I were in the middle, it would end up two lanes over. So I line up left, and I eyeball the arrow. And it's an 11-pound ball. It's not like it's not like I'm very strong, so it's not like I have a 15-pound ball. But I just, launch this thing. And, I mean, it could not have been any more pure. It was like Fred Flintstone – fantastic, just boom. And so I win free bowling for
hey,
the rest
since
of the,
the good people just got like a minute of your bowling technique, what is your average score?
Well, I couldn't tell you. I had one open frame, a spare, and three strikes going. And what happened was we had a little bit of a kerfuffle with our neighbor because my son kept kind of walking over into, well, not really walking, but sort of dancing over into their lane. So the guy next to me got a little bit upset. I will spare you the details, but I'm half Italian, so that part of me sort of my mom's side. So that part sort of came out after the guy basically got up in my grill. And I turned to my wife and I said, we got to go. And she said, really? I said, yes, it would be better if we leave.
I just love the tweets.
My angry tweets.
Hey, friend, don't make the mistake.
That was heat of the moment. That was the Twitter equivalent of sending an email that I probably shouldn't have sent. So if you do want to see it, it's at Zanger. So at Zanger. So I can't give you an average, but it would have been a nice game if I'd stuck around.
Yeah, you had a turkey going. Three strikes is a turkey, right?
Right,
little bowling
I had a
parlance.
And so it would have had a turkey. But what makes this even more fun, and here's the thing, I mean, I'm a peaceful man, so I walked away. The guy was such a jerk, though. Oh my god.
There's some moments where you wish that I lived right down the street, right? Just put him in a headlock. Come on, Zanger.
Well, we had some experience with that at Advertising Week. You're sort of my bodyguard, and it's actually very nice to have them.
Out of the way. Out of the way. Coming through.
So here's the part of this is great. I mean, literally, this bowling alley is a 1 minute drive and like a 10 minute walk from my house, and. The funny part of this is that I'm probably going to buy bowling shoes and a bowling ball, mainly the shoes. I'm buying the bowling shoes without irony. I'm actually buying bowling shoes for their intended purpose.
You know what's ironic about bowling shoes is that if you can get past the inherent Febreze action, they're actually quite comfortable.
Oh no, they're fine. No, they're fine. But it's just I live in Portland, which is one of the irony hubs of America. But I'm actually buying bowling shoes to actually use them, and I'm very excited because that's 8 months of free bowling, and it's right down the street. And I told the manager on the way out, I'm like, I live down the street, and I probably will be here 3-4 times a week. So you got to figure that it's $4 a game. I'm going to be getting my bowling's worth for sure.
Best part about it is the big winner, the real winner, is young Oliver Zanger and all of the extra money that's left over, the shekels for the nachos and the pizza.
Yes, and there were nachos consumed there. Yeah, good parenting there. Yeah, here you go. Enjoy some liquid cheese. So anyway,
best line of the week from any of the DVR shows I watched, Modern Family, and she walks up to the door with a box of sugary cereal, and she hands it to Phil and says, "There's a prize in every box. Hint, it's diabetes."
So anyway, that's what happened to me this weekend. And then yesterday was just kind of chill. I did ride 25 miles on a bike though, so I worked off the junk food.
Hey man, Prefontaine used to run to work off the pizza and the beer. So
yep, exactly. So anyway, getting to the actual meat of the conversation. A fine Monday to you. A fine Tuesday to you if you are in Australia, New Zealand. Over on that side of the globe. And so tomorrow we have the AWSC chat, and the topic, Newbear, is?
We're going to go on spring cleaning.
Right. So we've been doing this at our house, and it's funny because...
Some of us have.
Well, yeah. You still have a basketball team in the tournament, so I understand. So the team in the tournament. So, yeah, we started going through our house and cleaning a bunch of stuff up. And so what's interesting is that I thought about this, and you and I thought about this as well, is that we might go through this at work as well. And it could be spring cleaning of your desk, your work area.
Yeah, quite literally, the fundamental, yeah.
And then there's the metaphysical side of it where it's the seasons change. It's nice out. I mean, I know in New York right now it's really nice. It was actually snowing here in Portland this morning, which was bizarre. But, it's the weather's starting to get nice. Oh, I love New York in the spring. Oh, New York in the spring is the best. Actually, I like New York best. And I just like going to New York. I'm just, I'll go on the record. I'm like, well, wait, I like it in summer. I like it in fall. I like it in winter. We are going to do a Christmas there 1 year, though. We have to do that. But, if you're in New York, it's gorgeous.
Well, you proposed to Jill there, right?
I did.
Empire State Building.
Yeah.
Love in a cliche.
And she doesn't like going into, she's like, I don't want to go up. I'm like, it's not that she's afraid of heights. It was just like, come on, let's go. It'll be fun. It's like, no, I don't want to. I'm like, get in this elevator. Come on. There's a reason for this. I was trying to be slick about it. And
listen, lady, there's a plan.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you why we're going up to the top of this building.
Well, she probably just thought you wanted to get your Billy Crystal on and do a little rooftop impersonation. Right?
I don't know what it was. Yeah. Who knows? But it worked. So, spring cleaning your desk, spring cleaning your work area, but also the metaphysical side of it is, as the seasons change, are you kind of cleaning out your mind? And how do you do that? Why do you do that? So that'll be the topic tomorrow. Day in the Life of Advertising finalists will be posted here fairly soon. We're just finalizing the voting round here. Some very good stuff as usual, and a reminder that every Friday is a day in the life of advertising day. So we
hashy dit lad.
Yep, hashtag is DITLAD. So post your photos on Twitter, and then we go through and find the ones that that make it through. It's like the one show. It's like the one show every week.
And it's hard, you know. Keep making our job. Hard.
It is.
This is one hard element that I am a fan of in the workplace.
And the other thing, too, is we would love for all of you to be involved as well. So if you would like to be a, let's say, if you'd like to be a judge, if you'd like to be a judge for this, just get in touch with me, doug@advertisingweek.com.
It's very difficult. We have an insane algorithm, and
right.
We argue vehemently.
We actually do argue a little bit. We do, there is a little bit of arguing back and forth, but not that much.
And there's no algorithm. We're word people, not math people.
We should be better math people. But if you want to be a judge, that would be great. And then also, going back to the Advertising Week Social Club chat, AWSC chat, if you have topics or if you would like to be a moderator, get in touch with me as well, doug@advertisingweek.com. We are opening up the party to everybody. You know, we've done this for how many weeks? 18 weeks. So we kind of hope we have we have our stuff together.
I think it's actually 19, right? We had 19? Part 2. I think this is the 20th iteration.
I guess. But if you want to give us topic ideas, which some people have.
Hey, and if you moderate, you better put on a shiny dress. Katarina set the bar high.
I guess, yes. Yes. So that is open to everybody. Anything else we need to cover before we wrap up this very verbose morning announcements today?
We have a fun post coming from ACM, Amanda Montgomery, today. Mm-hmm. A little trivia, a little happy hour drinking game, if you so choose to turn it into as such.
Yeah.
Something that she used to pass the time between sessions at Last Week in South by Southwest.
Oh, jeez. Can't wait for that.
The post is snappy and cute and fun.
Yeah.
And it's something that I think about when you're watching TV. You know, you talk about when you hear yourself in a commercial, you turn it off. But you ever go, holy crap, that's Tim Allen doing the voice for X, Y, or Z. It's fun because then you start going, well, was that Tom Hanks? Was that Woody? Was Woody driving an Audi? You know, and
that's funny.
It's a fun game.
That's cool. All right, so we've got that coming up. And then tomorrow I want to talk a little bit more about the AWSC student section. We have started posting some content there, but we will hold that until tomorrow. So that wraps up your morning announcements. Have a wonderful day, and we will see everybody tomorrow.